The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And I know usually I'm all Mr. Negative and, you know, everything sucks, everything's shit.
You're not going to have a positive thought. Who are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I just wanted to let you know I was going to continue on that trend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the holidays. So, is life all about settling? When you get older, is that
We're settlers.
Yeah, we are the settlers. That's it. Is that life? You get to a certain age, it's like, well, guys and girls.
Well,
I don't want to be alone anymore.
I've talked about this a million times.
It's giving up. I can't do any better than this.
When people are in high school, most everyone has these high expectations. I know some people don't even think about the future. They're just like, let's go out drinking. But a lot of people all have these high expectations, and they're all going to fall short. Most people are going to fall way short.
I'm thinking
that's life.
You got jobs, relationships, where we all just, well, this is the best I can do, I guess.
But don't they always say you should aim low? You should aim high, I mean.
Aim low. I mean, that works too.
What would make you happier, you think? Aiming low and then like, you know what? I thought I'd be working at McDonald's at age 40, and guess what? I have a $12
hour
job instead.
That would make you happier because you exceeded your expectations. If you think, I'm going to be
a rock star or an NFL quarterback.
Fucking president,
yeah.
And I'm working in a factory, that's way short.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. I'm still holding out hope that I can be president. Now, I'm not old enough to be president yet.
Yeah. Wait. What, do you got to be 35?
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, so maybe.
So, well, I'm younger than 35. And...
But just.
Either way, presidents can... I mean, what was that? I was going to say Lincoln. Not Lincoln. What's that guy's name?
Taft.
Reagan. Yeah. He was like 60-something when he got into office.
Really?
So I got another 30-some years to get up to a point where people might vote for me. Now, I might have to pretend I'm religious because they don't really vote in guys who are religious.
That's... you know, I hate that about being president. Apparently, it's not like that in other countries. They think we're weird, like in Europe. Like, listen, I mean, if you want to go to church, go to fucking church. What does that have to do with running the country?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. But around here, we're all a bunch of assholes. We're all idiots. If the president doesn't go to church every Sunday, there's going to be half the fucking country who's not going to vote for him.
Tell you what else, I'm not wearing a fucking flag on my lapel.
You got to wear a flag, and you got to salute it every time you see it.
I was watching football, the pregame.
Shed a tear.
I couldn't figure out why, but the pregame guys all had American flags on their lapels.
Well, you couldn't figure out why, because they fucking made them.
I don't know if it was like the, if it was a anniversary or something. It was a couple weeks ago, so maybe it was like the anniversary of Sandy Hook or something. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
It was something, because they all had their American flags on. I'm not putting that. I'm not putting that shit on. I'm sure it was already on there when they walked into their dressing room. But
well, yeah, they didn't put it on themselves.
You know, that is one of the perks of being rich.
Having someone dress you.
I would love that.
Oh my god, dude! I don't mean just lay out my clothes. Someone is literally putting my pants on for me.
I don't need that, and I dress pretty well. But I get so annoyed. Like it'll be like, I'll be good, like ready for bed. It'll be 1:30. Like, oh shit! All my laundry's in the basement still. God, I got no underwear up here. So I gotta, like, go all the way down to the basement.
You got a girlfriend. Ask her to do it. She can be your manservant.
And, you know, if you're rich, you wake up and there's your clothes hanging. You put them on.
Dude, I seriously. He would put on...
You get downstairs, there's a nice fucking full breakfast.
I'd have a chick putting on my underwear for me.
Usually I have chicks pull off my underwear, though.
They do both. They dress and undress me. Bathing, brushing my teeth. I do it all. You know what I do? I put toothpaste on her vagina and eat her out. That's how I brush my teeth.
Minty Fresh.
Yeah.
Aquafresh? The whitening stuff? What do you put on there?
Whatever burns her. So the strongest shit I can get.
That's not nice.
Something with bleach, the whitener. I don't know.
That's not nice at all.
I'll figure something out. I hate women. You know that.
I don't know. You know, we have some women fans, so I don't know how you're... They must all hate you.
They love it. They like guys who are a little bit rough, a little bit dangerous, and I might hit you. So I'm both. I got it all. All
right, I got to tell you about a horrific experience I had this week.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So we were at the supermarket.
We? I wasn't there. I wasn't at the supermarket.
We were grocery shopping.
Why are you making shit up?
Not you and me.
Don't say we.
The royal we. Anyways, so we're grocery shopping, and we're looking for, we're trying to change things up with our meals. And there's some lamb. I go, hey, let's get some lamb.
Lamb? You know what? I've never had lamb, but I just assume it's fucking gross.
So, and I thought I had it before, but that was veal I had before,
Arabs,
which is good.
Arabs love lamb. I don't know why. I told you before there was a lamb carcass in the lot next to my parents' house. They fucking just buy a lamb and butcher it and throw out the body.
So, we get it. My girlfriend prepares it all nice, breaded. I take a bite of it. And as soon as I bit it, my brain went to picturing a lamb in the in the fucking stall, or whatever you call it, at the county fair. It tastes like a sheep smells.
Was that good?
I'm like, holy shit, this
is
bad.
Wait a minute. Are you sure it was the lamb? Or maybe your girlfriend doesn't know how to prepare lamb.
Well, I Googled it, because I didn't Google this before. And there's a guy on there who I stole a line from. He said, lamb tastes like a sheep smells. And yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I tasted it. I'm like, this tastes like it would, like, you would think a lamb if you just went into the fair, into the barn, and just took a bite out of a lamb live. That's what you think, that's what it tastes like. With all the shit and dirt all over his fur.
Oh, I'm picking, like, fur out of my teeth.
It was gross.
I imagine it tastes gross.
But why? I mean, it's an animal. Pig tastes good. Turkey tastes good. Chicken tastes good. Cow tastes good.
Cow's the best.
Fish tastes good.
Some. But you know what? Maybe, like I said, maybe it's preparation. A real professional could probably dress it up enough that it tastes fine.
A lot of vegans argue, or vegetarians argue, like, you know, you think you love meat so much, but try eating it without having anything on it.
Well,
they have a bit of a point.
For some, that tastes like shit. But listen, we have plain chicken. You never had plain chicken before?
I would rather not.
Yeah, but it tastes fine. You're not going to throw up, are you?
Yeah, but it doesn't taste good.
Eat a fucking head of lettuce with no salad dressing. Doesn't taste good either.
What tastes better, plain dry chicken or a head of lettuce?
Chicken. I don't have the chicken.
I don't know. There's the lettuce. Lettuce is refreshing. It's watery and good.
Watery. Ooh. The only thing I want watery is my fucking water. I want meat. Listen, if things got bad enough, I'd fucking eat a person. I'd go cannibal.
I'm worried now. No, I don't like lamb.
I won't eat you. Don't worry.
I mean, I sacrificed Mark because I thought it'd be so fun to eat him when I came. I'm going to throw this all out. I'm going to throw all this Mark out now.
I know. You thought it'd be delicious. Well, I'm telling you, it's all in preparation. Your girlfriend doesn't know how to cook me. It's her problem.
Listen, Mark, he sacrificed himself for us to eat tonight.
What the fuck? Throw this shit out. I took one bite out of the cock, and that's it?
Just do when I was a kid. When I was a kid,
you push your plate away?
I could not eat steak. I would chew and chew and chew, and I couldn't swallow it. If I did, I'd get a gag reflex. To this day, I don't eat steak because of that.
Now, you got rid of your gag reflex from all your constant
blowjobbing. Or you can do that thing with their thumb. If you hold your thumb...
What the fuck are you talking about?
If you put your thumb in, like, thumbs
in
up.
Where?
Like, thumbs up, but with your thumb in your hand, like this. Supposedly, your gag reflex goes away if you do that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Try it!
Okay, what he meant is to say making a fist with your thumb on the inside. He explained it really poorly to you listeners.
Try it and see if it works.
You want to put your cock in my mouth?
Use your fingers!
I'm not going to fucking make myself
throw I'll do off. It, I'll do it. All right, here we go. Okay, I went with my...
Whatever.
It works, I just did it.
Oh, whatever, dude. I've never heard of that before in my life, and that sounds fucking ridiculous.
It's true, I just did it. Do it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Stick your two fingers in until you gag.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it for the sake of the show.
Shut the fuck up. I'll punch you in the face for the
sake
of the show.
Do it for the sake of the show.
Yeah, sorry.
You know,
nothing goes in my mouth except for food and eating utensils.
You know what Mark is? He's a spoiled sport. Spoiled sport. He spoils our sport.
No, what? That's not a spoiled sport. That doesn't even make sense. A sports spoiler? Yeah, a guy who spoils sports. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's you.
A spoiled sport? It doesn't fly.
I think that's you.
A spoiled sport or a sports spoiler?
I don't know, either way.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I don't want to make myself throw up. I don't see the correlation between my fucking thumb and throwing up.
Dude, I just did it and it kind of worked.
Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Downgraded to kind of?
Well.
And all of a sudden, first it was like, it did it, it worked, eureka. Now, it kind of worked.
I need an object to put in my mouth. I don't want to put my fingers in it.
Jesus Christ, I knew this is where this was headed.
I knew it.
I fucking knew it. Fine. I don't know why it's your dream for you to blow me. So fucking bad, man. But all right, all right.
I think you should do it.
Let you blow me? Fine.
We'll
do it on air.
So I had this... I put in for this job. I was selling cars. And I was like, nice change of fucking career, you know? I sound like Norm MacDonald there. You know? Got a nice change of career,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, nice change of fucking career, right? Is that how you talk during your interview?
You know?
Yeah, you like selling fucking cars here?
It was a farce.
Farcical.
Because
in nature.
It wasn't even an interview. I walk in. Yeah, I'm here to see Bill for the interview. All right, Bill's on the phone right now. Can you just sit over there? Okay. All right, can you fill this out? So I had to fill out all this shit, you know.
Well,
like,
I mean, that's common during an interview. You got paperwork to do.
And he goes, all right, come on in. Let's go to the office. So he goes, all right. So.
Did he clear his throat or is that you clearing your throat?
So why do you think you should be a car salesman? I'm like, well...
is that what you sound like? All nervous?
Something.
Sometimes
opportunity. I like the southern, the excited southerner. He goes,
"Are you exaggerating any, or is that you?"
That's pretty much me.
Okay.
So he goes, "All right, well, you know, you're not. You know, you're still a candidate. Don't think you're not a candidate."
Means you're not a candidate.
We're gonna look at everyone. You know, the next week. You know, we were open for someone who had a little more customer service experience. But you know, you're still a candidate. Everyone's a candidate. Everyone who got to this point is still a candidate up to now. And you know, so don't think don't walk out of here thinking I didn't get it. No, because you did not get it. And you didn't get it. You know.
That's like a girl saying, "Listen. It's not that I don't like you, and I'm not saying I don't like you because maybe I do." But there's a lot of other guys out there, you know, and I'm going to check them all out. And you know what? Who's to say I might not come back and say, hey, you're the best out of the lot? I mean, it could happen.
Maybe.
Don't think it's not. Definitely. Think it's not. Right? Right? Huh? You're in there.
So, you know, if you don't hear from us, then we probably moved on. But if you hear from us, then we're interested.
He makes a lot of sense, this guy.
I don't know. Sometimes you're in a situation where you just want to walk out, like in the middle of someone talking, whatever, dude, I'm done.
You know what? Why don't we?
Even I've wanted to do that on dates before. Like, you could tell she's just fucking being nice, and the first second she can get out of there, it's like, thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
You know what? In life, there's so many times where shit like that is.
And our
going
moments
on.
Of our lives are precious. We shouldn't be wasting them with.
But
on these things.
Well, hear me out. And in these moments, it's usually with people you'll probably never see again. They have no real connection to you. They have no authority over you. Like, you know, they're not my boss. You know, I'm not going to get in trouble. But you kind of just sit there and you just wait. You just kind of take... I don't want to say take it because it's not really a negative. It's just more awkward. Why don't you just say, yeah, I'm good, and just fucking walk out?
I don't know.
But no one does that. We all just kind of just wait. I guess it's more... the rules of society. We've all decided that, listen, you just, you know, you be polite, you sit there, wait till the man's done speaking, and then when it's, you know, he wraps it up, then we leave.
That reminds me of my haircut a couple weeks ago, when that dude ended up being the haircutter. By the way, he gave me, like, my best haircut ever. I might just keep going to him.
Ooh.
But anyways, for a couple seconds, I'm like, all right, I can just walk out.
A man cutting my hair.
But I'm like, you know, I don't want to hurt the guy's feelings.
Oh, okay, but do you believe this guy? He just walked out.
And
oh,
I don't think it gets a guy giving me a haircut, but I enjoy...
the touch of a woman.
Yeah.
I know. We all do. Even women.
That's why I'm getting a massage in a couple weeks.
You motherfucker. I don't have money for massages. I know you got some shit from your insurance.
And it expires like a week from now at the end of the year, so... I gotta go online and get the just use the $250 on gift certificate and go there. Like, all right, give me a 6-hour massage, bitch.
For that, that's an hour massage. You know, massages are fucking expensive.
Are they like $200? I thought it was like $50 an hour.
I mean, well, it probably depends where you go.
Yeah, I should look into that.
You know what the fucking problem is too? They all expect a tip, and you can't say take it out of the gift card.
I'm paying you for our service. And now you expect more money on top of that? That makes no sense.
You understand what a tip is.
I know.
That's tipping.
But here's where I think tipping should stop.
Everywhere?
Well, yeah. There's that argument. I heard a Freakonomics episode about that.
I don't know about them, but I know about me.
But I understand. I don't like it, but I understand that the waitresses make less than they should, you know, less than minimum wage.
Fuck you.
I know. But the fact of the matter is they don't make full wages. They make money from them. That's how that job works. But I'm giving you $150 an hour for a massage. You're not getting extra money, bitch.
Well.
Or dude.
It might. Well, come on. You're going to let a fucking dude rub you down? Come on.
Perhaps. Strong arms.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, if they don't own the business.
I remember Johnny Drama got one of those in Entourage.
Yes, I know. Anyway. If they're part of, like, some massage, like, not parlor as, like, a sleazy thing, but just a massage place, they just work there, they're not getting that $150. Now you have some kind of freelance
masseuse. Or you bring the table over to your house.
Yeah, or they have a space set up someplace. Like, okay, they're getting that fucking money. You give them $150, they're getting $150. I mean, the ones who knows what they're making. Actually, even the ones who don't, you know, run their own shit, they make a lot of money. They make like $20 an hour.
Why don't we go to
I knew a girl who did that, and she fucking you know, makes good money. Got a racket set up with her brother who's a chiropractor. Guess what? He recommends all his patients they should get massages.
Why don't we go to massage school? You're good at massages, you said so yourself.
I'm good at everything, I said so myself.
Do they teach you how to do it without getting your arms tired?
I think you just have to, you know, build yourself up. You have weak hands.
I guess. I need one, too. My neck's been killing me because I sit at the computer. And
I'd love a fucking massage.
I got all this fucking tension. They call them tension headaches, but it's really your neck.
Yeah.
Tension neck ache. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Tension neck ache. That's why you got to call it a tension headache.
Too many sounds in there.
A
neck ache.
I didn't really know a girl who was doing the massage thing. When I used to get subs from Subway, like, every day before going to work.
You're submissive now?
I used to get subs. I'm a dom.
Oh,
you know that.
I didn't know.
I'm all fucking man.
All right.
Put them in their place. So I would get submarine sandwiches from Subway restaurants, and the one chick there was going to school for that. And there's no story involved at all.
How did you know this?
Kind of hot. Because she told me, you know. People love talking.
I don't talk
to fucking anyone. I don't want anyone knowing shit about my life. The people at my job, I've been working there fucking 7 years. Very few people know anything about me or
Dude,
my life.
I came up with a solution for this.
It's not a fucking problem.
Listen.
I don't need a solution.
Yeah, but people think you're a weirdo.
You know what? They're right. I am. I'm a private man.
I've come up with a plan for small talk, which I despise, but I'm just gonna start making shit up like this. Yeah, well, you know, Steve, he made out 3 reports the other day, and he didn't even get management approval. And they're supposed to be out by the 3rd, and what the fuck, man? It's already like the 2nd now. I don't know, we're not gonna get him out in time. And I told Gunderson, I said, hey, Steve didn't even do all his reports yet, and he didn't get him approved by management yet. And Gunderson's like, well, I don't know. He's just sitting in his office playing fucking YouTube videos.
I don't know, Steve or Gunderson. What are you talking about? Are
you just
making
what
up
I do.
Names?
I just ad-lib a fucking story. And it's great.
Wait, won't this bite you in the ass if you're just talking shit about people that's all made up? Because they're gonna pass it along? Yeah, he says you just sit in your office watching fucking
No, because none of these
day.
People exist. This is for people. These aren't for work. I'm talking about, like, you're standing around at a party and someone's like, oh, what do you do? And it's like, oh.
Oh, I thought you meant you're doing this at work.
No.
Don't start talking shit at work, man.
There's no Gundersons at my work.
And when are you at a party?
And then, you know, ask me any question. I'll come up with one. Like, ask me about my vacation.
Oh, hey, do you got any hobbies or anything?
I said, ask me about my vacation.
Well, fuck you, man. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to make one up myself.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm...
How would I know you went on fucking vacation? Why would I ask you about your vacation?
Because we're at war, or we're... I don't know.
You said I wasn't at war.
Well, for this stuff, you can.
Wait. I'm going to ask you a typical question. So, doing anything special for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and my wife, we're going out to the Bahamas again. We did it a couple years ago. It really sucked, though. I'll tell you what. We got the hotel, and we were supposed to have a beachfront, beach view room. But there was a fucking leak in the bathroom, so they moved us to the other side of the hotel, and they didn't even comp us for this.
Wait a minute.
It was bullshit. We couldn't even see the beach. All we could see was the goddamn parking lot.
Are you cheating on your wife with your girlfriend, or is your girlfriend your wife? Because I know you're in a relationship. What? Listen, you're putting me in a weird spot here, because she's a friend.
Don't see over my shit.
I mean, I feel I should tell her, but I don't know if it's my place.
So, you know what people do a lot? Like, what do you do for fun? Oh, you know what I do? You ever see that game?
I fuck your mother.
You ever see that game, Electric Football, I used to play in the 70s? Well, I joined this club where we all play on the weekends. Sundays up at the VFW post. Post 550, yeah. My grandpa, he belonged to that. So anyways, we rent the room out and we all play. So, you know, you just go online, you can buy your teams and you paint them, you know, customize the teams and stuff. It's really a lot of fun. You should do it. We're having a meeting this week. You should come.
You know what, though? I like being crazy. That sounds like more fun. It's like, oh, you know those electric football games? Well, I come on it and then plug it in and watch it.
See,
go.
Yeah, that's funny, but you can't do that.
I know.
My shit's good. I don't tell them any personal information, but I just like...
Oh, really? This sounds interesting. That sounds like fun. Wow. Yeah, you know, I had one of those when I was a kid.
Oh, you got a girlfriend? Oh, yeah. We've been dating for like 3.5 years now.
Getting pretty serious. Yeah. I'm thinking of popping a question.
She's in the Coast Guard, so she's gone a lot. You know, she's right now out in San Diego getting some training.
She has this guy friend. They say they're just friends. I don't know.
Yeah, you can make people uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure she cheated on me with her fucking corporal. I don't know. Something's funny going over there.
I tried calling her up on her phone, and he answers it.
I tried joining the Coast Guard, and I'm too old. You believe that shit? Can't even join the Coast Guard anymore.
Yeah, we are too old for the Coast Guard. Plus, I don't know how to swim.
Why do you want to join the Coast Guard, sir?
Because I don't know how to... I want to learn how to swim.
Cadet?
Sir Cadet? No, isn't it a great place to learn how to swim?
I was saving that drowning man, and now I'm drowning!
Well, if anyone could teach me how to swim, it's going to be the guys in the fucking Coast Guard.
It sounds like some kind of like bad SNL sketch, like the lifeguard who couldn't swim.
Yeah.
I'm drowning! I'm sorry, I can't swim! Come in a little closer! So I could wade.
I'd wade in with a life jacket. This is about it, man.
I go any further, I'm gonna drown, alright?
I guess if I'm floating, I can kind of move my arms and shit.
I float by the guy, sorry!
No shit, I missed my aim, I'm sorry. Oh shit, whoa!
Undercurrent!
Yeah, that'd be good. I could see that, it'd be funny.
What'd you do over the weekend? Ooh.
Apparently, I didn't know how to swim, and I became a lifeguard, and I let two people die.
Oh, you know what we did? Me and my girlfriend, we went to, for Christmas, I bought one of these gift certificates to go hot air ballooning. It was a lot of fun. Except we got caught in some power lines.
We died.
And she died. So really, the gift I gave her, it was the gift of death. I saw that in the mall. Like, they were like, hot air balloon rides, you know, the perfect gift.
It's fucking winter. It's not really the right
time. And, you know, my
girlfriend's
like, oh, that'd be fun. I'm like, fuck no. I ain't stepping goddamn foot. First of all, it's the worst form of transportation there is. Like, you can't.
Do you understand that it's not really a form of transportation? No one's using it to get anywhere. Shit, I'm late for work. Where's my balloon?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a little late. The breeze wasn't going in the direction of work today, so I'm like 30 miles out to sea.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you get back to where you're supposed to. I don't understand.
I don't understand the whole functionality of it. Maneuverability-wise, I don't get it. I see the flame in the middle makes the balloon go up, and when you want to come down or up, it has to do with like sandbags and shit,
mm-hmm.
right? To weigh you down and you go up, but...
But the sandbags are always in there.
I don't know. And how do you fucking go left, right? How do you change
I would imagine you can't... I think you just go wherever the balloon wants to go, right?
Then how do you... What am I, end up in fucking France?
You know, I think they do it on pretty, like, it's a really windy day, they're not going up, so I think it's gotta be calm. And you just kind of stay in one area.
Man. I got to talk to a hot air balloon expert.
I don't think you're traveling hundreds of miles in your hot air balloon.
But they used to, right? They've had, like, in the past.
Yeah, around the world in 80 days.
Yeah, so how'd they fucking do it?
Well, that you're just getting, like, in the jet stream. But we're already, like, in the east. The jet stream's not only taking us out to the middle of the Atlantic or something.
There's got to be some way of maneuvering. Maybe, I guess, putting all your sandbags on one side?
So I call my wife.
Yeah, have your wife stand on one side, and the weight will angle it. Now, the balloon's a little angled, so now you're going to go in that direction, I guess?
I don't know, but I've heard so many horror stories about balloons.
People fucking
die. They run
yeah.
into power lines. They fucking, you know, they start on fire. You're in a basket tied to a big balloon with fire. Fuck that. And the other thing, too, is skydiving. Oh, I want to go skydiving. It sounds like fun, but I don't want to die.
You know what?
I know.
It does sound like fun. I'd like to.
Statistically speaking, the first time you go skydiving, you're probably not going to die. But whatever.
I know. Like, I'm not a big risk taker. It does sound like fun.
And look what I've gotten you today. You're so successful.
I know. So let's go fucking skydiving. Let's break out of character.
Yeah, I can't afford it.
Yeah, I know. Me either. Plus, we freeze our asses off. It's fucking winter.
Well, you do it in the summertime.
Well, I'm a winter skydiver. That's what I do. We call ourselves the Snowflakes.
I'd love to do it. It would be a beautiful view.
Yeah. Except, I'm pretty sure when you don't know how to do it, when it's your first time, you have to do a fucking tandem. So you're just strapped to some guy. Right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
And I don't want to fucking do it. If it's a chick, let me strap myself to a chick. That way I'm going to be aroused. I'm kind of
rubbing. There was that one, was it last year, where... So, you know, the guy gets his first, you know, first birthday or something. Like, all right.
His first birthday? They put a one-year-old in there?
He gets in a tandem. The guy he's tandeming him with, you know, the instructor guy.
This is my first time, too.
He dies of a heart attack on the way down. He's dead. Huh. So you're just going out the corpse. You're like, holy shit. Luckily, those things are, like, hooked up to, like,
Yeah, isn't it, like, automatic?
Yeah, it knows your height, so it kind of goes. Like, all right.
Well, then what do I fucking need some dude strapped to me for?
I'll let his legs land so I don't break my fall.
Yeah, you just make sure to land on him. Sounds good.
Because if I do like the airborne in World War II, I know I like break my ankle like as soon as I land. I'm like, oh shit.
Well, I mean, they do train you, and don't kind of we all think that we could do it just from watching the movies? We've seen that shit so many times. We all have this fantasy in our head that as you're coming down, just before you land, you're gonna unlatch that belt and just do a fucking roll and just land on your feet.
A few times this year at football games, they had guys come in. I'm always like, man, if these guys are going to crash and die, and ruin the whole game, they'll have to cancel it, or at least drag his corpse off the field. But they somehow do it. They just land.
Oh, what, the parachuting?
Yeah, and they pull on the ropes and they can control it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's fucking training.
Yeah, they're like army dudes.
One time I did like this running, like kind of like... Then I did like a somersault, landed on my feet, and kept running. It was when I was a kid. I don't know what we were playing, but I was running. Somebody does like a running jump, pushes me from behind, and as I'm falling, I remembered a Spider-Man comic book that I had just read previously, you know, that day, where he said to tuck yourself into a ball, roll. And then you just get right back up. And that's what I did. I tucked myself into a ball. I rolled with... I did not lose any momentum. Then I was right back on my feet running.
Was everyone impressed?
Yeah. They're like, whoa. Even though apparently I rolled over some glass and when I got back up, my leg was all bloody. But I still did it. It was still pretty good.
I got tetanus. That's cool.
Nah.
Listen, you know, if you go out for the day and you don't get tetanus, you didn't have any fun.
Listen, I lost that leg, but, you know, I'm still good.
You're a kid?
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time I had a tetanus shot.
Oh, I think... shit. I was in my teens. Late teens.
Step on a nail or something?
No. I think they gave... shit. You know what? I don't remember. I think before going in, like, into college, you just get all that shit.
Yeah, you need all those shots, because I don't they think you're going to spread disease by sitting at a desk all day. I don't know.
And not getting laid? Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah. Not fucking anyone for 5 years? So, yeah, I need all my shots, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, pretty sure I was like 19. I got everything.
Although I'm pretty sure anyone can get laid in college. I'm not saying the quality of what you're getting laid with, but
that's the thing. As usual, it's all hindsight. Like, I didn't understand. You know how many lonely fucking chicks out there are just giving it up just to get a little bit of attention from a guy? Even decent-looking chicks. They got low self-esteem. They'll fucking just give it up. You don't even have... You barely have to work for it. They're lonely, too. But meanwhile, I'm just sitting there. Oh, I can't get a girl. Because what? Really? Have you tried talking to one? No. No, not really.
That reminds me, earlier you and I were reminiscing about that time where I was with this girl. And we hooked up a few times, whatever you want to call it. Then all of a sudden, she invites me over, and she invites another dude over.
Threesome.
They start making out, and then she has her friend over. Some other girl, you know, who was a little heavy. She was trying to, like, pawn me off on her, and I was mad, and I didn't want to do it. I'm, like, thinking back, like, I should have said, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you know what?
Who gives a shit?
As usual, like I said, hindsight. But in reality, though, you're fucking pissed. You're there for that one particular girl, and she treats you like a piece of shit. Like, oh, I know you're here for
she
me.
She acts like she's confused. I'm like, what's going on? I took her aside. She's like, what's wrong? She thought something outside of that, what was going on, was like, what's the matter? Something going on? I'm like, didn't you just say, like, 2 days ago that you were my girlfriend? And she's like, I know what you're talking about. She's confused.
She wasn't confused. She's what we call a selfish bitch. She does not give a fuck about other people. 2 days ago, yeah, you're good enough. You could be my boyfriend. But hey, look, now I see this guy and I think he's better than you.
Total scumbag. Who, by the way, impregnated her and another girl at the same time.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Literally at the same. They were having a threesome.
But he had two girls.
That's impressive.
He had two girls pregnant at the same time. And I... It's like, oh, well, I'm not a scumbag, so I guess, you know, you palm me off on your...
Listen, white trash chicks like fucking scumbag dudes. That's a fact of life.
And as I recall, that girl that we picked up wasn't even her friend. It was some girl she talked to on the internet. It was a bunch of people all met on the internet. It was a group of losers. And she was, like, super young, but her parents didn't like her or something, so they sent her off. She had her
Man,
own
I hate this chick. Fucking get out of here.
She was, like, 17, barely 18, and she still, like, gave her own apartment somewhere. Because, like, she was, like, you know...
Too much trouble.
She was troubled.
You know, you easily could have fucked that other chick.
I know.
That's how it is when you're young. You know, like I said, girls just fucking give it up. And even if they're not really into it, they feel a little awkward. It's like, well, I don't want to turn the guy down. That'll be weird. So I guess I'll let him fuck me. I don't know.
I thought it was complete bullshit. Like, I take her to, you know, we go into the bathroom.
I took her to the Sizzler.
We went in the other room and like... Oh, what's wrong? She was all concerned, and so I'm like, you invited this other dude over, you're fucking making out with him on the floor, and...
You okay, sweetie? Why are you sad? What's the matter?
I feel like this happened to me a bunch of times, too.
Yeah, you know what? Not that in particular with me, but things in a similar vein, where you just think girls feel a certain way about you, and then they just decide they don't, but they don't really tell you. But they show you, and then when you're kind of, you know, bummed out or a little upset over it, they're confused. Like, what? What's going on? What's wrong?
Yeah, like it's like deflating a balloon. Like,
and like, you know what? You would think I love being sad as much as I am sad all the time. Mm-hmm. I must love it because
you're a sadist.
Yeah,
not a sadist, a sadist.
Yeah, because I'm sad all the fucking time. I must love it, right?
You'd think.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But apparently, I'm attracted to selfish bitches.
Yeah, you need to not do that.
Yeah. You know where you won't find selfish bitches?
HotJowWizKids.com.
Well, you might find some chicks.
Hey, we're looking for some bikini-clad girls to put on our sites, you know, get some traffic. Or nude girls.
You know what? I remember that way back when I had that poster idea, but we can never line up a chick to do it. Maybe this year we can for the new year. New Year's coming up, man. I know this is Christmas week, but next week... New Year's, so I have hopes for the new year. I want to line up a chick so we can get some. I got some different photo ideas. Shut up. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com. Don't forget, listen to the rest of the week. We're pretty awesome.
Skip your Christmas fun and listen.
You can't fucking take 15 minutes, a half hour out of your day? Put your fucking presents down and listen. Then get back to it.
Or use your. Maybe you got a device. To listen to the show with.
Yeah, listen, maybe you got a new cassette player. Yeah. Or a Walkman. Or some other such device.
Boombox, like Radio
Ahim.
Yeah,
there you go. Alright, HotShotWizKids.com. That's fine.